Still, it should be noted that on the postmodern left, they do speak in terms Nazis could understand. Indeed, notions of white logic and the permanence of race were not only understood by Nazis, but in some cases, pioneered by them. The historian Anne Harrington observes that the key words of the vocabulary of postmodernism, deconstructionism, logocentrism, actually had their origins in anti-science tracts written by Nazi and proto-fascist writers like Ernst Krieg and Ludwig Klages. The first appearance of the word deconstruction was in a Nazi psychiatry journal edited by Hermann Goering's cousin. Many on the left talk of destroying whiteness in a way that is more than superficially reminiscent of the National Socialist effort to de-Judaize German society. Indeed, it is telling that the man who oversaw the legal front of this project, Carl Schmitt, is hugely popular among leftist academics. Mainstream liberals don't necessarily agree with these intellectuals, but they do accord them a reverence and respect that often amount to a tacit endorsement. A simple fact remains: progressives did many things that we would today call objectively fascist, and fascists did many things we would today call objectively progressive. Teasing apart this seeming contradiction and showing why it is not in fact a contradiction are major aims of this book. But that does not mean I am calling liberals Nazis. Let me put it this way. No serious person can deny that Marxist ideas had a profound impact on what we call liberalism. To point this out doesn't mean that one is calling, say, Barack Obama a Stalinist or a communist. One can go even further and note that many of the most prominent liberals and leftists of the 20th century assiduously minimized the evils and dangers presented by Soviet communism. But that doesn't necessarily mean it would be fair to accuse them of actually favoring Stalin's genocidal crimes. It's cruel to call someone a Nazi because it unfairly suggests sympathy with the Holocaust. But it is no less inaccurate to assume that fascism was simply the ideology of Jewish genocide. If you need a label for that, call it Hitlerism, for Hitler would not be Hitler without genocidal racism. And while Hitler was a fascist, fascism need not be synonymous with Hitlerism. For example, it's illuminating to note that Jews were overrepresented in the Italian Fascist Party and remained so from the early 1920s until 1938. Fascist Italy had nothing like a death camp system. Not a single Jew of any national origin under Italian control anywhere in the world was handed over to Germany until 1943, when Italy was invaded by the Nazis.